Good morning. This is the California Report. I'm Stephen Cuevas. People living below Lake Oroville Dam are trying to get back to normal after last week's spillway failure forced tens of thousands to evacuate. Despite a new round of rainfall, the structure appears to be holding. And as KQED's Leslie McClurg says, the near disaster is bringing people together.
Andy Suplita warmly greets people outside his antique shop in Oroville.
What's up, Andy?
He says he hasn't stopped smiling for days because he has a renewed faith in humanity. Moments after he heard about the evacuation order, his phone started blowing up.
I had a lot of text messages on my phone saying, do you need a place to stay? Are all your kids okay? You know what I mean? A lot.
He heard from people who he didn't even know very well. When he visited friends at a local shelter, he was floored by the care and generosity he witnessed.
And Chico, oh man, the people were, they were great.
Suplita says tables brimmed with piles of food, clothes, and bedding. And when restaurant owners in Oroville opened for business again, the generosity continued.
Giving free food out to all the truck drivers and all the cops and all that, amazing.
A few blocks away, Mugshot's Coffee House is giving out free drinks to officials. Alfonso Villagomez steams milk. He says a few lattes is the least he can do to show his gratitude for the long hours authorities are putting in to keep his shop safe.
They're going to stay here and protect something that's potentially going to be washed away. You know, that's dedication to their gig, you know.
The rain keeps pouring in Oroville, so locals know they're not in the clear yet.
We're all just making sure that, hey, you have a bag pack this time, you know, like, are you ready to go this time around? And most of us feel like it's probably going to be called for again.
But he says it will be easier to leave everything behind the second time. He trusts his safety net. Both his community and authorities showed their true colors last week. But he's frustrated by much of the media coverage. He wishes stories would focus on the future rather than the past.
We don't care whose fault it was or who could have did what. It's about right now, and if you're down here, nobody cares. It's just about being safe. You know, we're on the same team.
There's nothing like the threat of losing everything to remind you what's really important. For the California Report, I'm Leslie McClurg.
The future of a federal program that gives temporary protection to young immigrants without legal status is uncertain. It's called Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. President Trump last week suggested that he's reluctant to stop the program, but new restrictions could be coming. Details from KPCC's Leslie Beristain Rojas.
Back in 2012, Jungwoo Kim was in his late 20s, just finishing college. He worked odd jobs as a valet and in restaurants. It was the only work he could get because he was in the country illegally. But that year, his life changed. The Obama administration rolled out the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals Program, or DACA. It grants temporary protection from deportation and work permits to young immigrants who came to the U.S. as minors. Kim came from South Korea when he was 15. He was nervous about applying for DACA, but he took the plunge.
I think there's two choices you can make. You get defeated by your fear, or you just overcome your fear.
With his work permit, he's held good jobs. He was an insurance agent until last year. Now he works for a community service nonprofit in Koreatown. Still, he worries that if the Trump administration scraps DACA,
that means I cannot drive, I cannot work, I cannot go back to school. Now what can I do?
President Trump initially said he'd do away with President Obama's executive actions, of which DACA is one. He's since taken a softer tone, but the arrest of a DACA recipient in Washington state has raised questions about what comes next for the 75,000 participants in the program. Karthik Ramakrishnan is a political scientist at UC Riverside.
There's a lot of uncertainty, not only as to whether they will renew the program, but what they'll do with people who currently have DACA.
John Miano is with the Center for Immigration Studies, which favors tighter immigration rules. He thinks it's likely Trump will phase out DACA.
I think he thinks it's unlawful, and I think the courts are going to find that it's unlawful.
I already gave all my information to DHS.
Jungwoo Kim says he's bracing for the worst.
If they decide to get me, they get me, it's just a matter of time.
He's hoping it doesn't come to that. For the California Report, I'm Leslie Beristain Rojas.
Earlier this month, L.A. submitted its final bid to host the 2024 Summer Olympics. The city spent months on a pitch that officials say limits taxpayer liability and takes advantage of sports venues across the region. But there's anxiety over what a Donald Trump presidency could mean for the city's chances. President Trump hadn't said anything about the 2024 Olympics until Super Bowl Sunday.
The United States Committee's members have asked me to speak up about it. and I have, and let's see what happens.
He spoke during a pregame interview on Westwood One Radio.
But I'd be very happy and honored if they would choose Los Angeles, and we'd stand behind it.
The president also said he aimed to stand behind his recent executive order restricting travel from 7 majority Muslim countries, even if it put L.A.'s Olympic bid at risk. Most L.A. leaders oppose the travel ban. L.A. has also pledged money to help defend nonviolent undocumented immigrants who may be at increased risk of deportation under the Trump administration.
The Olympics and the Olympic spirit go hand in hand with Los Angeles in our own tradition of multiculturalism and inclusion and, you know, equality for all.
L.A. Councilman Mitch O'Farrell is a member of the city's Olympic Committee.
My message to the international community is that the person occupying the White House sometimes is not representative of who we are. And remember, our bid is for 2024.
But Olympic Committee members decide this September if the Games will be held in L.A., Paris, or Budapest. One IOC member called Trump's travel ban totally contrary to Olympic ideals.
I mean, there is an alternative theory here, and that is that, you know, the International Olympic Committee has no problem with authoritarian governments. After all, they just gave the 2022 Winter Olympics to Beijing.
Pacific University professor Jules Boykoff is the author of Power Games, a political history of the Olympics.
And so one could argue that Trump, in his sort of authoritarian way of going about politics, could be appealing to some members of the International Olympic Committee.
But many local leaders hope Olympic Committee members opposed to President Trump will heed the words of IOC President Thomas Bach. At the start of last year's Rio Games, Bach said the shared humanity of the Olympics is stronger than the forces which want to divide us.
Support for the California Report comes from the California Endowment, working to achieve health and justice for all. Learn more at calendow.org. Barracuda Networks, security, archiving, and backup solutions for physical networks and public cloud services such as Microsoft Azure and Office 365. Learn more at barracuda.com/KQED. And Eric and Wendy Schmidt, whose family foundation advances the wiser use of energy and natural resources on a planet where everything is connected. On the web at theschmidt.org.
And that's the California Report for Tuesday, February 21st.